Hanida Abdel Manim Abdel Rahim was injured in crossfire in Sudan's Khartoum area in early September.
The bullets were all over my body, my hands, my stomach, and my legs. I lost a lot of blood. Both my legs got shot. Both of them are broken. Also, one toe was amputated on this foot, and two toes were amputated on the other foot.
She is a patient at the Al Naw Hospital, one of only a handful of hospitals still operating in Khartoum, a capital city ripped apart in Sudan's civil war. The World Health Organization says only 16% of healthcare facilities were operating in the capital region as of July, citing Khartoum's health authority. Human rights lawyers say that both sides in the conflict, the Sudanese Armed Forces, or SAF, and the Paramilitary Rapid Support Forces, or RSF, are responsible for the destruction of hospitals. Christian DeVos, an adjunct professor at the City University of New York School of Law, has been observing the situation in Sudan.
The hospitals have been subject to indiscriminate shelling. Reasonable basis to conclude that that has been perpetrated both by RSF forces as well as SAF forces.
On a recent trip to Omdurman across the River Nile from Khartoum, VOA visited the so-called Chinese hospital, which has been gutted since the war started.
This hospital is under the control of the Sudanese military. They say they took back control from the paramilitary rapid support forces in February of this year.
It's not clear which side is responsible for the destruction of the hospital. The SAF told VOA that security personnel stationed in the hospital were police and volunteers there to deter thieves. Rights groups say military use of hospitals is banned under international law. The SAF are not the main culprits for illegal occupation of hospitals, however, says Letitia Badder of Human Rights Watch.
In terms of the occupation of hospitals, this has been very much more on the RSF side.
She said it's indicative of the disregard shown for hospitals in Sudan, which could amount to war crimes. The RSF told VOA in a statement, the rapid support forces have not occupied or destroyed any hospitals. These accusations are completely untrue and blamed the SAF for violations. Henry Wilkins, VOA News, Omdurman, Sudan.